Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, where the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the Enseda Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the Enseda Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Kwikwetlem, and Stoll First Nations, and at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and I've been a bad anti-capitalist. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I didn't resist in the ways that I could have in some of the most mundane and everyday ways. I didn't rest when I could have, and now I'm burnt out. Today's episode of Typically Tuesdays is kind of a mixed bag of talk and music. I'm going to be talking about what it's like to be burnt out, like my most recent experience of it. And we're going to be listening to some music. Now, if you are a regular listener of Typically Tuesdays, you know that there is a segment on the program called Office Hours, wherein which I'm working extra hours and I don't really have a whole lot of time to think about putting together like a thoughtful show. And so I just make you listen to whatever music I've been listening to while I've been working. This playlist, despite that this episode is very much about work and labor, this playlist is not that. These are tunes that I've been listening to unwind, to relax. Songs of my childhood as a little weeb watching anime in the mid-2000s, early-2000s, a Heisei-era kid, if I do say so myself. We're going to be listening to legitimately just, like, anime songs from, like, a little bit in the 90s, a lot from the 2000s, like, mid-2000s, late-2000s. I hope you enjoy. If you are anything like me, you have heard these songs before, and very possibly you will enjoy them. Let's start with the first track today. I recently watched the Slam Dunk movie, the first Slam Dunk. It was so good. I really enjoyed it. And so I went ahead and decided to watch the Slam Dunk anime. I've read the manga before, a little bit of the manga, but I think this is the first time I've really sat down and, like, enjoyed the anime. And anybody who is familiar with it will know this song. This is by Bad? B-A-A-D? Yeah.
過ぎたと叫びたい眩しい日差しを背に走り出す街の中叩かれたいつものように ことに訳なんてないのに、その腕は絡むことはない、いつの間にか瞳奪われて始まった、離さない揺るがない Crazy for you、 君が好きだ、確かめたい、 I take you away、 君が好きだと叫びたい、何もかも脱ぎ捨て、心とかす言葉を見つけ出したい、君が好きだと叫びたい、今夜は返さない、見つめるだけの日々なんて「I wanna die for you」
This is Bird Note. Haley Scott lives in the Bronx, where she helps other people experience the joy of New York's wildlife as a birdwalk leader. But she maintains a connection with another community of birds outside the city.
On my dad's side, I'm Unkachug. We're a nation from Long Island, and we're still located in Mastic, New York on Pusputuk Reservation. I've been going there my whole life. Some of the birds that I've seen there are song sparrows that are living in my grandmother's backyard. I see them every summer. Along the creek, there are also tree swallows that come up in the summer. And there have also been bald eagles the past two summers that have been like soaring around. And like the eagle is significant because it's a protector.
Leading bird walks in New York City with the Feminist Bird Club, Haley emphasizes the importance of recognizing the original inhabitants of the land, the Lenape.
I want to like teach people about the importance of protecting the land, not only the ecological benefits, but also the sacred spiritual connection to the land. And a lot of Lenape people were displaced, so I feel like it's very important to protect land that was sacred to them and is sacred to them.
You can learn more about the indigenous peoples with ancestral ties to the land where you live in an interactive map. Find a link on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Connor.
Man, I miss the Feminist Bird Club of Greater Vancouver. They were awesome. Hey, it's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do you know what happened to the Feminist Bird Club of Greater Vancouver? If you know, can you please write in typicallytuesdays@gmail.com or message me on Instagram. I'm at Typically Tuesdays. What is going on with them? Anyways, you just heard Roundtable featuring Nino with Let Me Be With You, the opening theme song to the Chobits anime. Perhaps not one of the most popular stories written and illustrated by Clamp, who did, oh my god, Cardcaptor Sakura, Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles. Yeah, perhaps not their most popular work in the West, because it is kind of like, it is like excessively fanservice-y. But I do remember watching Chobits one year when I was little. Probably shouldn't have been doing that. And also, I love that song. Anyways, on today's show, I'm talking about like my most recent experience with burnout, which is happening exactly right now as I am making this program. And we're also listening to the anime songs that I grew up listening to. It's kind of like a comfort playlist, I guess. There's so many great tracks that could have ended up on today's playlist, and I kind of wanted to keep it, I don't know, with that sort of like rock sound, except with that last song. I don't know why. I guess I was feeling some type of way. Anyways, I'll talk more about burning out after some more music. This is Matsuko Mawatari. If you know me, you know that this is one of my favorite anime, probably of all time. This is the opening theme song to Yu Yu Hakusho, Hohoemi no Bakudan. No.
Yeah.
A single person who wasn't into shonen anime in like the mid-2000s who doesn't know that song. That was Orange Range with Asuta Risuku, and it was the opening theme song to Bleach, the first season. I remember so vividly watching this come on one Friday evening on YTV. Friday night on YTV, because I guess Bleach was considered just a little bit more mature than some of the other anime that they were showing on Friday nights. And like that opening got me completely hooked. The cool thing about Bleach always also was, of course, that like the illustrator Tite Kubo was really into like street fashion, and so all of his characters were dressed super chic and of the time. I feel like if you are one of those people who are really into like looking at kind of vintage clothing and vintage styles, especially from like the 2000s, you should give a gander at some of the illustrations of the Bleach manga. They're really, really cool. The fashion illustrations are really cool. Anyways, you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and my name is Leslie, and I am burnt out. I'm a member of the burnt out community. I'm not doing good. I've burned out a number of times before. I think, unfortunately, the reality of living in capitalism is that unless you are like quite ultra wealthy, it's really hard to recover from burnout fully. Burnout is something that I think actually truly, like, it's supposed to take years to recover from, and unfortunately, I think, like, if you don't have the luxury to, like, take years off of work, it's just really hard to come back from that fully. I think most people, they will burn out, and then they, you know, maybe slow down for a little bit of time, maybe a few weeks, a few months, or whatever, to address the more immediate needs, and then they probably go back into capitalism, maybe at a slower pace, but you know, they're still not, their HP is not at 100%. It's probably at like 60 or 70. But anyways, that's where I am right now. Maybe at a 15 in terms of my health points, hit points. I don't know what HP stands for actually. Yeah, I'm not doing great. And again, it's not the first time that I've been burnt out before. I've had many experiences of this. And I will say, I didn't do a good job of preventing it from happening. I knew that it was going to happen because I was feeling quite tired and just like mentally and emotionally not in a great place, really anxious all the time, and quite sad. But then a few days ago, it really, really hit me because it became physical. And I had the experience of, I've done this before, don't like it, but I had the experience of after the workday, a particularly busy day, at the time when I was supposed to go home, I was just so incredibly exhausted from the day that I sat in my chair and I didn't do anything for almost an hour, because I legitimately had no physical capability to get up and go home. The wind was knocked out of me. It was awful. Don't do that to yourself. If you have the capacity and you have the ability and the resources